Hello, you are listening to KVNF, Mountain Grown Community Radio. For KVNF News, my name is Eric Gould. Here for the Wild Card Hour, KVNF News interviewed each of the 10 candidates that are vying for 4 seats on the Paonia Town Council. 4 of the candidates are incumbents, and the other 6 are challengers from the community. Mail-in ballots were sent out last week and are due by no later than April 3rd. You can drop off ballots at the North Fork Annex in Hotchkiss up until then, or you can drop them off at Paonia Town Hall on the day of the election, Tuesday, April 3rd, from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. Here for the Wildcard Hour, we interviewed the 10 candidates one-on-one and asked them each the same set of questions. We'll start with the 4 incumbents running for office: David Bradford, Suzanne Watson, Chelsea Bookout, and Barry Pennell, and hear their interviews. First off, we'll hear from Mayor Pro Tem David Bradford, who was unopposed in the 2014 election and was appointed to the council at that time. Here is Bradford introducing himself.
I'm 65 years old. I've lived in Paonia for 25 years now, originally from Colorado. I moved here to work for the Forest Service back in 1993, and I worked for 20 years, and I've been retired about 5 years now. I've always had a sense of serving the community. You know, when you work for the Forest Service, you kind of get that kind of gets ingrained in you. I first ran for the board 4 years ago. We were elected unopposed. Nobody ran. There were only 3 candidates for the 3 positions, so we got in by acclamation. And we've done quite a few things since I've been on the board. It'd be a long list to go over it all, but from getting the town code published and put on the website to establishing various policies, establishing oversight, minor things like getting all the town vehicles marked as Town of Paonia vehicles, getting a new pay station at the town shop for dispensing the water and things like that, to major things like getting the water lines redone over the last 3 years. And I guess I wanted to run because we've done a certain amount of things. There's a certain number of projects that are ongoing, and I guess I'd like to continue to work on them.
If you were on the council, would you vote for or against the town giving money to Space to Create?
I have concerns with the town giving money to Space to Create. Anybody who's followed the issues since it first came before the board know that I have concerns about that. My reasoning being is that we have a lot of issues. Infrastructure issues such as town streets that really need to be addressed, and giving money to Space to Create would take away from that, and that concerns me. That being said, with the rest of the board has voted to pursue Space to Create, and I have voted for aspects of that project when it did not involve spending town money. So and it's a board decision. So if the board goes along with it, then you got to go along with it. But I just want to make sure that the interests of the town are looked out for. And I guess I'll leave it at that.
And if you were on the council, would you vote for or against the town allowing recreational marijuana shops?
Well, we've had several elections on recreational marijuana, and the current board has taken the position that the people of the town have voted, and they voted against recreational marijuana. And our belief is that the town board should not go contradict that. If a move occurs and there's another election and the people of Paonia vote otherwise, then that's what it would take to bring recreational marijuana shops into the town.
If you were on the council, what would you do to help the council foster public trust?
Well, the things that I've learned since I've been on the board is, number one, whatever you do, you always need to do what is legal. So you need to understand the Constitution, the Colorado Constitution, Colorado statutes and town ordinances. So every decision that we make needs to be legal, first and foremost. The second is that we need to be doing what is in the best interests of the town, of the people of the town. That's a little more subjective because in this community, you've got people on both sides of the question quite frequently. And so that's somewhat subjective, but one of the other little tests that I run is, does it harm anybody if we're looking at a new thing? And if it doesn't harm anybody and one group really wants it and it seems to be the best interest in those folks, then that's the way I tend to vote.
That was Mayor Pro Tem David Bradford. Our next incumbent running for the Paonia Town Council is Suzanne Watson. Trustee Watson was unopposed in the 2014 election and was appointed to the council at that time. Here she is introducing herself.
My name is Suzanne Watson. I've been here for 17 years. I have an old house in town that I've been working on the entire time I've been here, just trying to bring it back to life and gardening, trying to make my neighborhood a better place. So I have a lot of experience on the board, being that I've just served for the past 4 years, and I'd like to take that experience to help restore the trust and the public trust in the town council. I'm just hoping that, you know, the public can get a team together that's honest and responsive, and I'd like to be part of that team as a council.
Would you vote for or against the town giving money to Space to Create?
I guess my initial reaction would be, if we spend taxpayer dollars on it, I think we need to know a little bit more specifically where the townspeople stand on this issue. And if that has to go to a ballot referendum, or so be it. But I definitely would give them money if they were going to repave Third Street for us.
If you were on the town council, would you vote for or against the town allowing recreational marijuana shops?
That's a difficult one. I know that was a real contentious, that's been a really divisive and contentious issue in the past. And if something like that were to happen, it needs to happen in the context of planning. We have done no planning. I think, have to have a little bit more of a discussion with the community about the direction we'd want to go with that. And I think the town's still really unprepared for something like that at this point in time.
If you were on the town council, what would you do to help foster the public trust?
I think we need to work a little bit more toward having transparency in our government. And that's where, you know, I would hope this town board that is going to be elected is a team that's honest and open and responsive to the public. I think our meetings should be recorded. The committee meetings should be recorded and open to the public, so the public has a chance to listen in on council discussions. I think openness is something that really would take us a long way toward regaining public trust, and I don't always see it at this point in time. It's so much easier to make decisions in private without too many dissenting voices, but I think it leads that closed nature of what the town government can be, I think, it takes us backwards. So aside from that, I think that we need to talk about planning. We need to talk about what directions we want to go in as a town. I know we've had some issues with housing and thoughts about affordable housing and growth and the way we're going to grow. And it's all part of a larger community discussion. So we hear from as much of the entire town as we can. And I'd say that with Space to Create, I'd say that with the marijuana argument. It all has to do with what the townspeople want. We need to be planning, otherwise growth is directed by what's trendy or loud without considering the broader voice of the community. So that's where I kind of stand on that.
That was Paonia Trustee Suzanne Watson here on the Wildcard Hour. We're interviewing the 10 candidates who are running for election to the Paonia Town Board on April 3rd. Up next is incumbent trustee Chelsea Bookout, who was appointed to the board after finishing fourth in the vote count in the 2016 election. She replaced trustee Charles Stewart, who after that election moved to the mayor's chair on the council. Here's Bookout introducing herself.
I'm Chelsea Bookout. I have lived in Paonia for just about 12 years now. And the last 2 years I've been serving on the town council. And I think the main reason that I decided to run again was just feeling that there was some positive momentum that was happening. I feel like some of the wrinkles are starting to get worked out in terms of personalities on the council and relations with the public. So I'm just encouraged to see those positive steps keep moving forward. And I feel that's important that people who are on the council are going to keep those things moving forward. So that's basically my biggest reason of staying on the council. I'm really encouraged by some of the projects that are making their way into Paonia. I also have two children, and so obviously the state of Paonia is very important to me, and the safety of my children, the safety of everybody in town, the health and welfare of this community is of the utmost importance to me. So to be totally honest, I also feel that there needs to be some people on the council who are willing to take a little bit of more of a stand against things that have the potential to harm our community. And so that's another reason why I felt like I needed to stick around.
If you were on the council, would you vote for or against the town giving money to Space to Create?
I absolutely would vote in favor of anything the town can do within the financial restraints of our budget, which are big. We do have a very tight budget, and I think we're all well aware of that. But I think if there is any way to pull anything towards that project, I see it as very valuable to the town. And I think the amount of money that's already been pledged to the town in support of it shows that there are people out there willing to step up and help support Paonia. And so, yeah, I think if there are ways we can come up with funding, I think there's also a lot of people in town who are interested in donating their time and their energy and financial resources to see the project through.
If you were on the council, would you vote for or against the town allowing recreational marijuana shops?
I can't say either way at this point. I think there has to be a lot more research done. I think there is the potential for it to bring in revenue for the town, and I think there's the potential for it not to bring in enough revenue to support the extra infrastructure, the extra manpower you're going to need in terms of the police force. I mean, our police force is already struggling. But I do recognize that there is a huge potential for that to bring much needed revenue to our town. So I guess I'm not against any potential revenue that could come into our town as long as the overall outcome is positive for Paonia.
If you were on the council, what would you do to help the council foster public trust?
The number one thing is that I think we all have to treat each other with respect if we're going to ask the public to do the same. And I think that the lack of professional demeanor that has been apparent during meetings for the past 2 years, I do think it's getting better. I do think that some of the conflicts have toned down. I think people are understanding that having personal conflicts, making things bigger than they need to be, isn't helpful to raising the public's perception of the town in any way. So I think the number one thing is just conducting ourselves in a professional manner during meetings. And, you know, we're all going to disagree at times. And I think that's really healthy. I think having different perspectives on the council is very important. It's one of the reasons why I wanted to run, because I think it's important that younger people my age with families are represented on the council. And it's not an easy thing to do when you're busy with family and businesses and things like that. And I think making sure that you're respecting people's time and energy and not drawing things out unnecessarily, both for council members and for the public, frankly. I think keeping things relevant and making sure you're staying on topic, making sure we're just addressing the issues and not diverging into our own personal agendas is really important. And I also think it's really important that the council continually support the staff. I think the staff at the town is incredible. I think the people of Paonia are very, very blessed to have the staff of people that works for the town. These are people with a lot of integrity, and I think they deserve our applause and our support. And so I think just continuing to build those relationships between the board and the staff, that reflects to the public, and it allows people to feel like everyone that's in charge kind of knows what they're doing. They're working together to try to accomplish the best for Paonia.
And finally, we'll hear from the fourth incumbent running for the Paonia Town Council. Barry Pennell was appointed to the board last summer after trustee Bill Bruner, who was elected in 2016, resigned his seat on the council. Here's Pennell talking about why he wanted to run for the town board again.
My main motivation is to help us to develop some economic development, some diversity, and one of my other main goals is to try and get people engaged. Democracy is a participation sport, and your government's only as good as the participation. So I've really been, I look at this as hopefully being able to be a bridge to get more people involved. I'm not going anywhere. I live in the community with my wife and my young daughter, and that's another huge motivation for me, is to help make this place a great place for my family and for the rest of the community, and something we can all be proud of.
If you were on the town council, would you vote for or against the town giving money to Space to Create?
100%. I'm a big supporter on this. I'm actually on the executive committee for Space to Create. And as I said, I see this as a huge economic development opportunity for the community. It's also touches just a bit on one other issue that we have, which is affordable housing. I know there's been a little bit of pushback, and I feel like a lot of people don't fully understand what the project is. So I'd encourage people, without going into too much detail about Space to Create, but we do have an FAQ sheet, so they can go look on our website or the Creative Coalition. You can get a direction there. But I 100% support it. I think it's only good for the community. With the mines closing, we really, you know, the county did a better feasibility study, and I think one of the things was agritourism, and I think this sort of goes along with that. And it, you know, with the mines gone out, really supports another part of our community that it's time to shine, which is the arts community. And I'm hoping that it can actually bring the community together and really inject some dollars and some value into the community. So 100% support.
If you were on the town council, would you vote for or against the town allowing recreational marijuana shops?
One, I only support it if the community supports it. And two, I only support it if it honors our agricultural history. If we're interested in just putting a dispensary or something downtown, I don't think that's the way to approach it. But if we can do something to honor our agricultural history, blend it in with some of our ideals and our history, like we're a valley known, everybody wants to say about how we're the highest concentration of organic farms. Well, this is part of the agriculture. Are we going to take down our hop fields because they support the beer? It just doesn't make sense to me. I think we have to get past our personal ideologies and all of these, you know, this reefer madness and the emotional attachment. I fully understand that. I think we do need to talk about it. We need to figure out what it looks like if we were to do that in Paonia, and how does it honor our history and fit into our agriculture. I don't support it if we want to become a pot town. There's plenty of those. We don't need to fly the cannabis flag that high, but it does, I think, will feed into and sort of do a trickle through sort of economics. We're close to the border of Utah. There's a lot of things that could really help with our tourism here, but it doesn't have to be a mainstay. So if it's done right, I support it. If it's just we want to, you know, do that to do that, I really think it needs to be thought out.
If you were on the town council, what would you do to help the council foster public trust?
One of the things I had suggested back in our budget sessions, I believe it was in October, November, was streaming our meetings, getting them up online. Some of those meetings are brutal, where you got to deal with town business, and then you've got people coming in with half-cocked with misinformation or disinformation. This would be a way to, I really feel like, break down some barriers. We've got people that may not be able to attend physically, or they've got other commitments. You could be able to turn it on in the background while you're making dinner, and then have a resource that you could go, if you weren't able to do it while it was live, to go back and see it, a taped version of it. I think it would help us with our notes and our accuracy and the recording of the meetings. And I think as a council member, you have to check yourself. This is a small community. We see each other at the grocery stores and at the, you know, at the banks, at the post office. And I think it really makes you think before you speak, and it helps you own your words. And I think that's important when you're an elected official. Another thing I did is I opened up my committee meetings to the public. We had a committee meeting about the marijuana enforcement within the town. And I felt like it was, you know, these aren't decisions. I don't feel like as an elected official, we don't get put in this position and then we get to make those decisions. I think that there's especially contentious issues. We have to get feedback from the community. So the other thing that I've already suggested to the board, I actually missed the last meeting, but Suzanne Watson, who were on the same committee, had put that out to the board that said, we've opened up our public affairs meeting, committee meetings to bring in the public. And I think that's a good way to do it. And it's a way, I think, for some of the folks that live on the mesas and things like that, that can still get involved. So I feel like opening up those committee meetings, streaming some of our meetings, I think those are helpful things.
The next group of interviews we have for you here on Wildcard are with the six other challengers for the four open seats on the Paonia Town Council. In our first segment, we heard from the four incumbents on the ballot. Now in this segment, we'll hear from the first three candidates of the remaining six. First up, we'll hear from Bill Bruner. Bruner has a long history with the Paonia Town Council, going back to the late 90s. Most recently, he was elected to the board in 2016 and then resigned his seat last summer. He started out by introducing himself for our listeners.
Hi, Eric, and everybody. Thanks for doing this, Eric. I'm pushing 70. I'm a longtime resident of the area. I'm still working for a living. I'm a welder and a contractor. I've served on the board before in the past, and I care very deeply about this community. I'm totally invested here, and I intend to stay. I suppose a lot of people are wondering why they should vote for me after we resigned from the board last year. I resigned in protest over bullying and violations of the laws the board is supposed to be honoring. I really don't care if people vote for me. I just want people to know what I see is going on. I took an oath to uphold the laws of Colorado, and I resigned from the town council last year because I could no longer give affirmation by my presence on that board that the town council is honoring that oath. I want the town to enforce only clear and just laws, and I want the council to ask their attorney for sober advice on the intent of the law, not always be looking for loopholes and how far the law can be stretched. There's no person or agency that steps in to oversee the board and to see that they honor the law. The only agency that does this is the voters, and I hope the voters are active this year.
If you were on the town council, would you vote for or against the town giving money to Space to Create?
Here's a good one. It depends on how much money and the circumstances. I think Space to Create should be pretty much self-supporting. It is so far. And I don't know. It'd be a really tough question for me. I definitely don't want to see the town use eminent domain or give away town property for Space to Create. And I'd like to see total transparency about all the funds that the town does spend, including the funds that go to Space to Create.
If you were on the council, would you vote for or against the town allowing recreational marijuana shops?
I would vote against it because the ballot question that dealt with that was so contentious and so close. I don't think the board should make that call. I think if the town is going to reconsider that one, it should be an initiative from some group of people. And the voters need to work that one out.
If you were on the council, what would you do to help the council foster public trust?
I would, as I said, I would ask the council to seek sober advice on the intent of our laws from their attorney and always try to work towards the intent of the law, to do all their business in public, and to engage in some oversight of what's going on around town hall. When I was on the board, I had some questions about the way things are going, and I met with nothing but anger and secrecy. And that's a warning sign to me. Everybody's focusing on their pet projects and nobody's minding the store. It's got to change.
That was Bill Bruner, one of 10 candidates running for the Paonia Town Council in the April 3rd election. Up next in our interviews here on Wildcard is Mary Backron. This is the second time Backron has run for the council after her first attempt in 2016.
Hi, so my name is Mary Backron. I've been in the area since 2002, and my parents moved here in 1980, so I've got a little bit of a history with Paonia, and I grew up on the western slope, so I understand small town western Colorado. Ever since I moved to Paonia, I have loved the place and wanted to do something to make a difference in the town. I've served on lots of different committees and volunteers and, you know, on the board of the Mountain Harvest Festival for 5 years, and now on the board of the Blue Sage, where I'm treasurer for almost 3 years now. And I thought, having gone to city council meetings for almost 3 years now, that it was time that I looked at doing something for the town as well.
If you were on the town council, would you vote for or against the town giving money to Space to Create?
Well, being that I am on the Space to Create steering committee, I think the answer to that one is yes.
If you were on the town council, would you vote for or against the town allowing recreational marijuana shops?
I have a little bit of a different take on that, being that my husband died of ALS, and before he died, we had some medical marijuana shops in town. And it was actually a blessing because I was able to walk downtown and buy him what he needed to alleviate his symptoms. Recreational marijuana is a little bit of a different animal, but I think it's a money generator that doesn't have a lot of downsides to it, so I would probably vote yes.
If you were on the council, what would you do to help the council foster public trust?
I like the idea that has been put forward to broadcast the town council meetings. I think that would be the first step at broadening the public's ability to see what goes on in council. I understand that it is hard for people to come to those meetings. And if you have kids, if you have other commitments, Tuesday nights are hard. So being able to have people have a better look, I think, is a good idea. The other thing is, I am happy to talk to citizens wherever I am, and I would be open to talking to them about anything and to getting their feedback, because I'm not running for town council for me. I'm running for town council to represent the people that I know around here.
That was Mary Backron, candidate for the Paonia Town Council. Next up in our interviews is longtime Paonia resident Roger Burrell, who is running for the town council for the first time.
Hi, my name is Roger Burrell, and I've lived in the North Fork Valley for 20 years and in the town of Paonia for almost 8 years. And I have a soon-to-be 16-year-old daughter who I have raised here, co-parenting. And I have been practicing massage and movement therapy for over 30 years and have a full practice here in the North Fork Valley. I've had a number of people suggest to me that I should consider running for town council, in that there are 4 seats opening up, and have understood that there's been some, discord or difficulties in the processes of town council meetings, and that it could use some support at this time. And with the real growth in the North Fork Valley and Delta County, especially in the Paonia area, and the changes occurring here, I'm more interested in the real need for a good town council.
If you were on the council, would you vote for or against the town giving money to Space to Create?
For. I would be very much for the support of Space to Create for the arts.
Would you vote for or against the town allowing recreational marijuana shops?
I'm on the fence on that issue, whether open up the recreational dispensaries within town limits. I have concerns on the impact it could have on the youth and what it could bring to town. With the legalization of recreational use of marijuana, people have the ability to grow their own if they want to. And I think that that's as good of an avenue, and I think it's highly done in this valley anyway, that people who want to use it can grow it and have that ability to do it on their own.
If you were on the council, what would you do to help the council foster public trust?
Well, we need integrity. We need decisions to be above board and in good view. I think it would be helpful to bring in issues more into the public view as well. And at times, we may need to bring in town vote as well. You have to be a resident of the town of Paonia to run for town council. And but really, Paonia is more than just town limits. We have all the mesas around town: Lamborn Mesa, Stewart Mesa, Pitkin 1, 2, and 3 Mesa, Garvin Mesa, and all the other mesas nearby that are like the fingers of town. And we need to consider the community at large in that way. To have public trust, we need to really look at the issues and consider the public's need and what they really are looking for. And so there are some issues going on with the growth, and there's a large increase in real estate, cost of homes, and not a lot of room for businesses to be facilitated. So there is going to be a need to really consider positive, sustainable business to support the economy here. And now that the coal mines have been closing and new businesses are coming in, and so to the contrary of fears being that the economy would really suffer with the closing of the coal mines, that's not been the case. There's been more tax revenue generated last year than a long time in Paonia. Businesses picking up, and you see it every day. The town is full, and we have a more of an ecotourism coming into this valley. And this valley is a very special place in America. It's a rare find, and I want to support this valley maintaining the quality of life of clean air, clean water, and good industry that practices business that is good for the environment and the culture of life here.
You've been listening to the Wildcard Hour here on KVNF. In this installment of the show, we've been interviewing the 10 candidates for 4 open seats on the Paonia Town Council in the election on April 3rd. We just heard from the first 3 candidates who were not incumbents: Bill Bruner, Mary Backron, and Roger Burrell. Here now in the 3rd segment of the show, we'll hear the interviews with the final 3 candidates who are not incumbents. First, we'll hear from candidate Sam Hart. Here she is introducing herself to our listeners.
Hi, my name is Sam Hart. I've lived in town for about 16 years. I have 3 children. 2 of them are grown, 1 in the Air Force, and 1 off being a productive adult and 1 at home. I'm running for council. I love my community. We've always been a part of it ever since we first moved here. And this is something that I've always wanted to do, and it really wasn't the right time, and now it is. So I'd love to get in there and get involved and learn more about how our town government works and hopefully be a part of some change.
If you were on the town council, would you vote for or against the town giving money to Space to Create?
I'm about creative funding and finding solutions. I mean, we do need an economic boost. From what I'm seeing of it so far, it's something I definitely want to look further into. From what I've heard of it so far, it sounds like something I definitely want to look further into. I can't give a yes or no question on that right now, but it does seem like it is a creative solution. And that is something that I think that our council needs to look towards when it comes to, you know, rebuilding our economy after, you know, job loss. And we've had so much change in recent years. So I definitely want to learn more about it.
If you were on the town council, would you vote for or against the town allowing recreational marijuana shops?
Well, this has been an issue that's been on the ballot several times, and I really think that that's where it needs to stay. I think the people need to make that decision. I don't think that should be necessarily something that's just decided by a board, because that affects the entire community. There's no one that's not going to touch in some way. So I would want to keep it on the ballot and let the people have their say about it.
And the last question is kind of about the role of the town council. If you were on the town council, what would you do to help the council foster public trust?
One of my big things throughout, ever since I started running, is I've talked a lot about communication. We live in a community where we have a lot of very passionate people about a lot of different views. And I really think that maybe we need to spend a little bit more time not just talking to each other, but listening to each other. So that's something that I'm generally good at, and that's what I'd like to do. I want to be somebody that is going to sit down and learn more about an issue before I make a decision on it and hear what people have to say about it. So, and I think communication is key to everything.
That was Sam Hart, one of 10 candidates running for the Paonia Town Council in the April 3rd election. Up next in our interviews here on Wildcard is Ross King. This is the third time King has run for the council. He was elected in 2012 and served a four-year term, then was not re-elected in 2016. Since then, he has served on the town council as the town treasurer, an appointed position. Here's King introducing himself in our interview.
First off, I have had a seat on the Board of Trustees, and subsequent to that term, I was appointed by the town board as a town treasurer, and I feel my background experience is capable of contributing to the community and to the town and to its governance, and I look forward to being elected to the next Board of Trustees.
Would you vote for or against the town giving money to Space to Create?
The Space to Create activity is a broad effort by a lot of people in our community, and I respect and admire their fervor in promoting this venture. Depending upon the terms and conditions of any contribution to the town is yet to be seen. Depending upon what their needs are, I'm not sure what their survey is going to show and to what extent the town would be involved in it, but I'm open to it, and it could provide a valuable resource to the community. But at this point, I think it's a little premature to commit town funds until we know exactly what the breadth and depth is of the activity.
Would you vote for or against the town allowing recreational marijuana shops?
Again, this is an issue that has been left in the hands of the people of Paonia. If, in fact, there was an effort to approach the board to get the issue put on a ballot initiative, I would not be against that. And if, in fact, it did come to a vote, I would vote for it.
If you were on the council, what would you do to help foster public trust?
The issue of public trust is one near and dear to the people of Paonia. I think that my past activities on the board and my actions as the town treasurer somewhat speak for themselves. I think that governance of our community is of paramount importance. I have always been a team player, and I support the Board of Trustees and what they're attempting to achieve, and I would look forward to being part and parcel to that activity.
That was Ross King, candidate for the Paonia Town Council. Next up in our interviews is Paonia resident James Thompson, who prefers to go by the name Jocko Thompson. He is a firefighter and tradesman who is running for office for the first time.
Hey, howdy. Well, I lived here when I was 7 years old, and I didn't stay very long. We moved on, lived a lot of places all the way throughout the nation, and this has always been like the one place I've always dreamed of coming back to. And now that I'm back here, I, you know, firmly know with my heart that it's the one place for me, and it's really important to me to be a steward for the people and the land of, you know, in the community that I live in. And my entire life, you know, adult life, I've been a volunteer and a paid firefighter, and It's been ingrained in me to be of public service, and now I'm looking at ways where I can, other avenues where I can be of public service as well, not only using, you know, the skills that I've had from that, but also from the great diversity of skill sets that I've had throughout different professional careers in my life. And it's really important to me to be of a good service for my community.
If you were on the town council, would you vote for or against the town giving money or property to Space to Create?
Well, not knowing a whole lot of the parameters around here, I don't feel too privy to give a straight answer on that. It does seem important to me that we have spaces for creative people to do what they love. It does not seem to me like the town's money should be totally responsible for this. And there's a lot of resources in our community for coming up with ways to make this happen.
And if you were on the council, would you vote for or against the town allowing recreational marijuana shops?
Again, I don't have a lot of information. I understand that as a town councilman that, you know, we're to review information and then make a good decision based off of the information that we've thoroughly reviewed. And since I haven't had any information to review on this, anything black and white, I don't feel ready to give a statement on that. I'm not trying to, you know, be wishy-washy about it or anything, but I really believe that there's a lot of information to review, and also it's important for me to hear from the community and see how the community feels about that, and then take information from the community and be able to make solid decisions based on that as well.
And the last question is, if you were on the council, what would you do to help the council foster public trust?
I guess I'd defer to my last statement and seeing how it's important for me to hear from the community, how the community feels. And that would be one of the largest importance to me is knowing what the community feedback is. It's not about bringing my own agenda to the table, because I really don't feel like I have an agenda to bring to the table on any certain issue. I think that the town might feel like they have more trust if they know that the council people are going to be, you know, talking to them individually, you know, as a group, however it may play out. Someone, you know, wants to come talk to me and say, hey, we feel this in the way and this way about this issue, you know, I'd be more than welcome to, you know, have open communication with anyone before I make any decisions about anything.
That was the 10th and final candidate running for 4 open spots on the Paonia Town Council in the April 3rd election. Here on the Wildcard Hour, we heard from the 4 incumbents in our first segment: David Bradford, Suzanne Watson, Chelsea Bookout, and Barry Pinnell. Then, in the second and third segments of the show, we heard from 6 other candidates: Bill Bruner, Mary Backron, Roger Burrell, Sam Hart, Ross King, and Jocko Thompson. Each candidate offered an introduction and then answered the same 3 questions. We asked about Space to Create, recreational marijuana, and how the Paonia Town Council can create public trust. Mail-in ballots were sent out last week. They are due no later than April 3rd. Up until then, you can drop them off at the North Fork Annex in Hotchkiss. Or, if you want to wait until the day of the election, Tuesday, April 3rd, you can turn them in to Paonia Town Hall from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. You've been listening to the Wildcard Hour on KVNF, Mountain Grown Community Radio. For KVNF News, I'm Eric Gould. Thanks so much for listening.